In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Brizdahl. It is Tuesday today, the 19th of December. Good as always to have you along, everybody. That obviously was Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, hammering down the tax bill in the House this afternoon. Senators are taking their turn as we speak, but the truth is, barring something unforeseen, this thing is going to pass and be signed by the president within the week. So, with taxes done, we are going to turn the page to 2018 and talk about the next item on the GOP agenda. And here's a hint. It involves government spending. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer starts us off.
If you want to figure out what Republicans will tackle next, all you have to do is look at their budget blueprints or ask Paul Vandewater.
The budget that the House of Representatives approved would have cut programs for low and moderate income people by almost $3 trillion over the coming decade.
Vandewater is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, and he's been tracking the spending bills closely. He says Republicans would cut spending on Medicaid and food stamps. They would also change Medicare into a voucher program, giving seniors a set amount to spend. And President Trump wants to cut Social Security disability payments. All this may be a tough sell.
These are third rail programs.
Max Richmond heads the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Richmond says these programs have long been considered off-limits, third rails you just didn't touch. But,
you know, maybe we need to electrify them a little more.
Richmond says he'll activate his grassroots members, seniors mostly, sending them to town hall meetings in congressional districts. Richmond says Medicare and Social Security could be shored up if we just tax the rich more. Michael Strain is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute. He says Congress needs to do something.
There are going to be some winners. There are going to be some losers. And, you know, every year we wait to do something on this is a year that it gets that much harder.
The big question this year is, do you cut these programs or raise more money to pay for them? In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.